Greetings, people. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer in upstate New York, bringing you some information that we have gathered here in New York State. We try to get as much info as we can from grassroots people like farmers and people who are at the protests and people who are working in the hospitals, etc. So we got the very sad news today that I got an update from my farmer friend that pigs in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or, you know, hogs and livestock are being gassed, going out with chickens as well. They're shooting the pigs out in Iowa. We're the animal rights people for this one, huh? They could care less. Now that people are starving to death, I guess it's okay. We also had Cuomo announce today that we're potentially reopening New York on a regional basis, and I think that was in response to the protest on Monday. The army of tracers is insidious, though. We're not very happy about that. That 35,000 public college students are being used to build this army of tracers that's funded by Trump. And I'm not going to call it Cuomo's army of tracers anymore, because $1.3 billion of our money was stolen and given by Donald Trump to Mayor Michael Bloomberg, of all people, to build, manage, control, dispatch this army of tracers on the people of New York State. So it's Trump's army of tracers now, $1.3 billion. So checks are coming along, and we've told you to write, if you're getting a check, you can write on the back, accept it as a gift, and it'll help indemnify you and protect you from any liability or any presumed conditions for you taking that money. With direct deposit, it's a little bit more of an issue, I know. But we have other papers that we're going to post on our website in the very near future that people can establish their jurisdiction apart from the corporate and protect yourself much better than we are now, which is none. At least with the legal standing being built, we have something, you know, like I said, a legal standing, something to stand on that's legal and lawful. We actually have the fundamental law on our side. So, if any other president was in office other than Donald Trump, we'd hear outrage coming from across the board. Every pundit, reporter, talk show host, entertainment person on the internet, everybody who's got a mouth from, I mean, everybody, just pick whoever you listen to, name them. They would have been up in arms if this had been being done under Obama or under Hillary or under Biden. Or anybody else, this would be the end of the world. Look at this, an army of tracers being built. Not a word. The silence is deafening. It's okay now that Donald Caesar is presiding over it. Isn't that great? We also today had the Department of Homeland Gestapo chief, or one of the top big shots over at the Department of Homeland Gestapo, was on the presidential news conference today, and he told us some earth-shattering scientific evidence. Going outside is going to help kill the virus. Sunlight kills the virus. Oh, really? Who would have ever thunk it? Geez, go figure. Going outside, get a little fresh air and sunshine is going to help you be healthy, and you're going to kill the virus in 2 minutes instead of 6 hours. He was giving different numbers and statistics. It was all sounded very scientific. All a bunch of BS to try to claim that they've got the cure now. Then it's sunshine. I can assure you Monsanto will be attempting to patent sunshine in the near future. I'm sure they've already done it. So we know how certain things get along the way. So the food supply is going to be very majorly interrupted here at the end of this summer, because all these farmers who are having to kill their livestock right now aren't just going to be able to fire up a whole new batch and turn things on like a switch and put all this food back into the market. This ripple effect is going to spread like this supposed virus spread very slowly and just creep right along. And so it appears to me that this is an orchestrated event. If it was real, it would spread much more quickly. And without this just perfectly paced, controlled tightening of the noose, squeezing of the boa constrictor on all of us, until we get to the point where we're going to have to just say enough is enough, and the people are going to have to take this country back, take matters into their own hands, and start thinking for themselves. Real simple. Start thinking for yourself. These idiots are not experts. They're complete idiots, and they're up to their eyeballs in biological research, weapons research, Fauci and these other women, and the other woman, that the doctor that's presented to us as an expert and an authority who has our best interests at heart, and they're going to give us honest numbers. Yeah, right, sure. So the protest on Monday was attended by thousands of people. The governor announced a regional opening up on Tuesday. He flew right to Washington to get $1.3 billion for Trump. He turned that money right over to Michael Bloomberg to develop the army of tracers. And now it's going to be just an epic battle of seeing who submits, who gets hunted, what these police are going to do with all this. They're doing obscene and absurd things in Buffalo, like making sure that landscapers are only cutting grass and not spreading mulch. Now, what does that have to do with the coronavirus? And the creme de la creme of the whole week, kind of the last thing that kind of developed in today's news conference, the state of New York is forcing nursing homes to accept coronavirus-infected clients, residents, into their nursing homes. Now, why in God's name, I'm asking this question as if the government was supposed to be real and doing our benefit. We know ultimately they're evil and it's done on purpose, but let's just kind of start with this argument. Why in God's name would anybody, knowing that the nursing homes are a vector for the spread of the disease, catalyst to spread the pathogen, because it spreads quickly throughout the elderly. People who work at the nursing home and are associated with people who work at the nursing home are all going to carry it out and not know they have it until several weeks later when they get sick. By then, they've infected 100 people each. So why in God's name would you ever want to force nursing homes to accept infected senior citizens? These are ones that test positive. Okay, so it's confirmed that they have the sickness. They have symptoms in most cases. They're actively sick, definitely contagious, and then force the nursing homes to take these people. Think about that. That has to be by design. Like, there's no other way to rationally explain. You cannot legitimately tell me that that's an accident or it's for somebody's best interest. That would be either a complete misinterpretation and a kind of a foolish, naive, misreading of this, or just a total lie. So we have to wake up and take the blinders off. This government wants this corporation posing as a government. We get into that almost every show. We will hear a few minutes. This corporation called the State of New York, LLC, is forcing private nursing home facilities to take infected patients, knowing that it's going to spread like wildfire. They can keep the numbers high. They can say the plateau hasn't quite leveled yet. We see a leveling of the plateau, but it's not quite there. We're not home yet, but we do have some positive optimism. My dog is looking at me funny. Then I'm talking like Julius Cuomo. He's telling me that does not sound very appealing, so I apologize. Everybody's here, but yeah, that's what corporate executive posing as a governor, and to stick these infected people into a nursing home we can go right back to his own words. On March 31st in his press conference, he said, quote, "Sometimes you need the emergency to force change." Sometimes you need the emergency, meaning any emergency. Those are very broad, general, philosophical terms he's using there. He's not saying, we can use this crisis or emergency to learn lessons about, viral diseases and how things spread and how we can better maybe keep ourselves from having to go through this in the future. No. He said sometimes you need that emergency. It could be anything. Name your crisis. To force change. You need the emergency to force change. So is it a stretch to say that somebody in position of power who desperately needs, he didn't say want, he didn't say sometimes we like the emergency to happen, he said sometimes you need it, and it's always you, never him. He's never going to say sometimes I need the emergency to force change. He always says sometimes you need the emergency. So you take the data and you do this, and you just have to tell people, and you, 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 He's always saying you. He's never saying I. Even when he's speaking in his self in terms, he still says you as if it were us or somehow him and everybody else in general. He never is honest with the people and says I. Sometimes I need the emergency to force change. Then he would be an honest dictator. Right now he's a dishonest Luciferian pig. And so what is he actually saying? Sometimes I need the emergency to force change. And that's what he's doing. He needs the emergency. He's forcing change. We have Reimagine New York, which is an entire plan. It had to be drawn up years before this event. You can see clearly they had it on the table. This stuff doesn't get drafted overnight by the attorneys. This stuff takes years to plan out. Reimagine New York doesn't mean let's heal from the virus and prepare for the situation in the future. He's going to revamp everything. Every socialist agenda that may look good to you people on the surface out there, but it ultimately ends up enslaving all of us. Remember this. Socialism is the redistribution of poverty. Okay? And any leftist or hardcore neocon corporatist over on the Republican side will all tell you they need that emergency. Many of them will not tell you. They're not going to say. Some are honest and some are not. But you can tell by their actions who and what they are. And almost everybody in a position of power is very eager to capitalize on this crisis, gain as much power as they can, take as much money as they can, transfer as much wealth from the lower classes to the upper classes as they can. It's obvious what's going on. Look at all the money that just went to the giant corporations. As if they need it, they've been ripping us off for decades. So we're kind of just on the freedom side here. We're neither left nor right. We don't like labels because labels give the enemy a chance to box us in to legal situations where we do not want to be. Words like person, words like citizen. These are loaded words. These are words that lock you into a legal code called the Uniform Commercial Code where you have no constitutional protection. So getting sucking you into a legal code where you have no constitutional protections, where you are under maritime, the law of the seas jurisdiction instead of constitutional land jurisdiction, then you have no, they don't hear you as if you're a living man on the land. So always remember there's two jurisdictions. Watch out for the word citizen. Watch out for the word person. You're a living man or a living woman. Minimal labels. Don't let anybody ask you for identification. Identification is only for a thing. It's not for a person. Your identification is the fact that you're standing there looking at somebody. If whoever that officer or that agent is standing there looking at you and says, can I see some identification? And you say, do you not see me standing in front of you? What is the problem that you can't identify me with your own eyes? Identification is only for objects. It's not for people, and I'm one of the people. And by the way, I have no contract with you, so you have no jurisdiction here. Bye-bye. So, remember, we're not citizens. We're free-born Americans. That's my favorite term. Some people like to use the term American national. I don't like to use the word national necessarily because it makes you subservient. You're bending over and grabbing your ankles for the nation. And we're not a nation. We're a country. That's another loaded word. Person. Citizen, nation, you want to be one of the people in a neighborhood, in a country. Those are the words that describe the organic nature of our existence. And when the system is trying to get us away from that organic nature, that land jurisdiction, that constitutional protection, and put us in this fabricated UCC jurisdiction, the law of the seas, the maritime law, the Uniform Commercial Code, under which you're nothing more than a fictitious corporation, looked at as basically a dead entity. And that's why they call you a person. That's why they call you a citizen. All these legal terms that demean your status as a living being with drawing breath, with blood in your body, and turn you into this basically like a paper structure, a structure on paper, massive amounts of legalese, bonding, so they can turn it into a monetary instrument and make money on your name. One of our solutions that we're getting into here is taking back your name, filing a very simple 2 or 3 page document with the county clerk saying anybody using my name for any reason, whether it be legal, commerce, media, and it's very simple and easy to read document. We'll be posting it on our website, so stay tuned. But these are legal and lawful ways for you to reestablish your jurisdiction on the land, correct the record and the presumptions that the system is making, that they have power of attorney over you, and that's what they think when you go into a court. When you go into a court, you hire an attorney. You're not self-representing. You're turning over. That's what the word attorney means, to turn over your matters to somebody else. And at that point, they do have power of attorney over you because you've agreed to that attorney. You said, I'll turn it over to the attorney. Let's turn everything over and let you guys take care of everything. Well, that's a recipe for disaster. I just spoke to a woman today who had a lawyer in a divorce, charged her $18,000, and he had done nothing on her case. Zip, zilch, not a thing, not filed a motion, not a paper, hadn't showed up in court, nothing. And when she disputed it, he went to the court and said, Judge, this woman owes me $18,000, and the judge issued an order to take it right out of her bank account. The guy had done nothing. They're complete rip-off skanks, okay? So you are much better off networking with a group of people, learning the true law, the organic law, the constitutional law that we have protections for, and reestablishing your status on the land jurisdiction instead of a maritime sea jurisdiction. That way you have your constitution instead of your UCC law. So be very quick to get these matters resolved, because as we move forward into forced testing, forced vaccinations, forced lockdowns, you want to be able to at least have, and we may have to fight for our freedoms, but you will at least at that time have a lawful standing. And I'll tell you this, both the Lord up above and even many in the system will respect your lawful standing if you assert it properly and you do it in a complete and rational form. And we're going to assist you all with doing that, but we're going to require that everybody be rational and think things through. Don't trust the experts. Don't shoot from the hip. Learn things. It's difficult because we, you know, when you get older, how do you relearn everything that we, you know, were taught was a scam about the law and your standing? We got the periphery. We got the Declaration of Independence. We got the Constitution, but we didn't get where it all went wrong. And where it all went wrong is right after the Civil War, and they labeled everybody a citizen. They said the slaves are free. Okay, that's good. We want to free the slaves. Heck yeah. But now everybody, black, white, brown, Native American, you know, red man, so to speak, you name your color. I don't like the color thing because everybody's got a different shade of, you know, a different hue, and it's, I don't like the colors. But people from all different walks of life, backgrounds, civilizations, all around the world, were now deemed citizens of the United States. And once you say that, okay, you're a citizen, and we haven't. They just labeled us all citizens with the stroke of a pen. I didn't consent to be a citizen. I don't want to be that crap. I want to be a free-born man. I'm free. I'm not no citizen. Citizen means a legally recognized subject of a state or commonwealth. So once again, do you want to be a subject, y'all? I don't. I mean, if you do, go ahead, God bless you. But the problem with that is you're electing people into a fraudulent structure of power that's affecting my life and persecuting me. So the a-hole that you elect that will trample on my freedom, you know, that directly affects me. So your decisions do affect other people. Now, I'm not one of these people who said you must do this or you have to go there. You got to stay home to keep me safe. That would be absurd, and that's what the government's doing right now. I'm just saying, get a grip on your mind, people. The scumbags that you're electing, whether it's a D next to their name or an R, the Libertarian Party was completely taken over. I'm not sure if it's that bad right now, but I have seen some good, there's a couple of good people that are in the Libertarian Party in the upper levels right now that don't seem to be sellouts like the Libertarians were previously. So that's a place to go if you want to party. But I just say let's all be independent. Let's think as free men and free women. Let's vote for independent candidates who aren't attached to a political party. Because the problem is this, even if the Libertarians are great, if they're a corporation, whatever it is, I forget what the designation of political parties as corporations, but it's like a 501c3, which it would be a church in most cases, something similar to a 501c3. It's probably a different letter designation, but I'm not an expert on that because I don't play in that sandbox. I don't go to a church if it's a 501c3 church, and most churches are. Ask your pastor, hey, is our church a 501c3 church? They'll probably say, yeah, it is. I've seen the little most country little teeny churches out in the middle of nowhere are scared into believing that they have to be a 501c3. You don't. If you're a true church, you don't have to pay property taxes. You're exempt as a church. You don't have to file a 501c3 with the corporation to get that status. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to suck everybody into that contract, that 501c3 corporation. That's what it is. When you establish your church as a 501c3, that means it's a 501c3 corporation. That's incorporating. Sure, you're a nonprofit. You're not making any extra money. But you're still incorporated, and you're subject to all the laws and rules and codes of that corporate law structure that you're working under. And that law structure that you're working under as a corporation is called the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC. And so just look up the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code. Start perusing through it and look at all the stuff that they've established, and that's what you're living under right now. There's no First Amendment, Second Amendment. The courts and the government kind of flushes that down the toilet, puts it to the side and says, but we really don't need to pay attention to that Constitution anymore, that pesky Constitution, because we're a corporation now. And a Constitution only applies to the people on the land. So if we can incorporate and turn the government, now I'm thinking like the enemy here, I'm speaking as if I were the evil government. If we can incorporate the government and turn it into a private entity operating under UCC law, and we can get everybody in the country locked in as a citizen, which is a subject to that corporation pretending to be a government, then we got them. We're a corporation, and they're consenting to be part of that corporation. So everybody's just kind of walking right along saying, yeah, I'm a good citizen. We're the Citizen Defense League. We're the Citizens of American United. We're the Citizen Liberty Forum. All these other citizens things, you don't want to be a citizen. You want to be free, freeborn. How about the Freeborn Group or the Freedom Screamers or something freedom-related? But the word citizen sucks. It's completely beat. It's a means of subject. Look it up. Go to the type in lexicographers at Oxford. Okay, it's the Oxford University dictionary writing team. All right, these guys. This, if you're going to go by, try to find people who do this. And you know, I have my issues with Oxford pumping out intelligence operatives like J.P. Morgan and the financing that come over to America and buy everything back for the Crown of England. You know, I have issues with Oxford, but the lexicographers at Oxford, I think, are doing the best they can to come up with the proper and most accurate and succinct brief definitions of words. And theirs was a good kind of a synopsis of all the other dictionaries I went to, Merriam-Webster, Collins, etc. So I did my due diligence on this, and the word subject is defined as a legally recognized subject of a state or commonwealth. Okay, so I don't want to be a subject, and I would highly recommend that you all out there don't want to be a subject either, because a subject is defined as a serf, a slave, a servant. You're subservient. A subject is what you have when you have a king and a queen telling everybody what to do, driving around in their carriage, taking a wee-wee on everybody, and laughing as though the peasants are starving. That's what you are when you're a subject. You're under a king, a queen, a dictator, a chancellor, Adolf Hitler, okay, that had subjects. Communism has subjects. Living under a king or a queen has subjects. And it's not cool. It's miserable. These are not good people that are at the top of the food chain. These are the powers that should not be, not the powers that be. So, we're not citizens because a citizen is a legally recognized subject. Who cares if it's legally recognized? I don't want to be a subject of any kind. Oh, but you're legally recognized. Oh, you know what that means? That means the government apportions rights out to you. A little bit at a time. Here's a crumb. Doggy, sit. Beg. Give me your paw. Roll over. Play dead. And here's a little treat. And they give us crumbs. Okay? So we have to start taking back our birthright, which was given to us by the Lord with all this land on the earth and not 1 acre for a homeless person, with all this state land and federal land by the millions of acres. No place for people to keep their home, getting thrown out into the streets. It's disgusting what's going on. And this, the whole thing with this toilet paper virus is pushing everybody right off over the cliff. Some people may never be able to come back from this. So don't buy into the government lie. If I have a little more to say, I'll check in with you with another blog tonight. I hope you're all doing well. God bless. And hang in there, please. And remember, You're not a citizen, and you're not under contract with anybody from any agency that comes onto your property. Tell them you know that they're a corporate officer operating under UCC law, and you have no contract with them, and they cannot compel you to contract with them under force of arms or intimidation or anything else. So you'll be happy to leave my property now. You're free to go, okay? Just like the cops tell you, you tell them, you're free to go now, and turn around and walk back in your house. Then send Eric the Freedom Screamer an email at courtroomwatch@gmail.com. We're going to be posting a bunch of documents up there that you can hand to these scumbags, these army of tracers, Trump's army of tracers. You can hand them a nice lawful notice if they ever show up on your property, or go right to them, go on the offense and say, here, before you come over to my place, you may want to put me on the list of don't F with me because here, I'm giving you lawful notice. I know you're a foreign agent operating under contract law. You are about to compel me to contract with you. Any attempt to do so would be a felony and would be piracy. And so it's just give them a nice little lawful notice, and it'll help keep them away. They're usually going to go after the people who don't resist. And guess what? If everybody resists, the idiot cops who are enforcing all this garbage can sit at the donut shop where they belong. Okay, take care, people, and we'll talk to you soon.